This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones. In 2015, agriculture distribution giant Cargill sponsored the Food Reaction Game, a simulation that would end with a global carbon tax.
The game itself created an opportunity to live into the future. It caused people to think through what the possibilities are. And in that process, I think they realized what they have to start to do today to prepare for that future.
According to the Cargill website, 65 international policymakers, academics, business, and thought leaders gathered at the World Wildlife Fund's headquarters in Washington, D.C. to simulate how the world would respond to a future food crisis. The game took the players from the year 2020 to 2030. As it was projected, the decade brought two major food crises. With prices approaching 400% of the long-term average, a raft of climate-related extreme weather events, governments toppling in Pakistan and Ukraine, and famine and refugee crises in Bangladesh, Myanmar, Chad, and Sudan.
The challenges and crises that we were assigned are exactly what we expect to see in the future. So you've got famine, you've got increased pests, you've got the role of climate change in the world.
The most eye-catching result, however, was a deal between the U.S., the EU, India, and China standing in for the top 20 greenhouse gas emitters to institute a global carbon tax and cap CO2 emissions in 2030.
The situation got so dire that they were forced into bilateral and even trilateral negotiations and meetings.
And we were able to get all the other major parties to agree to a price on carbon and then to immediately start moving towards trading.
Years later, Cargill would come to be known as the worst company in the world regarding environmental conservation accountability. While the food game itself would prove to be a big corporation global carbon tax plan directive.
Today, with partners like the IMF, World Bank, and the World Trade Organization, we're calling to bringing in carbon pricing to triple it on emissions, up from about 21% of emissions covered by a price on pollution around the world to get to 60% covered by a price on pollution by 2030.
The carbon tax has what is called a regressive impact, in the sense that it's paid by everybody, whether you earn 50,000 francs a year or 100,000 francs or 200,000 francs, you pay just based upon your consumption of
carbon. Hurts the poor more than anybody.
And for people at the bottom of the wage scale,
it's a death sentence.
It's a big problem.
The impact of corporate manipulation via the plandemic's tyrannical impact on third world countries has already created a famine affecting 68 million people. Proving there is nothing organic about the state of the geopolitical landscape. Corporations and their lackeys inhabiting the corporatocracy in Washington, D.C. are waging a covert war on Western civilization in order to manifest the trillion-dollar tyrannical windfall of global carbon taxes and the implementation of Great Reset totalitarianism. As the greatest transfer of wealth in world history continues on its course of human enslavement. John Bound reporting.
What you just saw is everything. This is an organized elite war on the general public to consolidate power and control and starve us while they go, oh, the earth's collapsing, we're saving you from it, when their lockdowns and their policies create it. And it's in all the war games. So look at this article. We're going to cover it after Roger Stone leaves us. IMF, 10 countries simulate cyber attack on global financial system. And they admit it's coming, it's imminent, they're going to launch it and use it to further devastate economies and consolidate control. Just like they war gamed with Event 201 right before COVID, they've already told their people who are all in on it at every level, get ready. The next agenda of Build Back Better is to collapse civilization. They're environmental terrorists. It has nothing to do with the environment. It's about total control. This is imminent. imminent massive cyber attacks that are going to make the COVID lockdowns look pale in significance. Stay with us. Roger Stone, straight ahead.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Longing for the
sun. Well, it came out 3 years ago that Chuckie Schumer and a consortium of Democrats work with ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, and others to literally write the programming. But particularly in late-night comedy, that's now the main voice, the main propaganda, with Joe Biden just on Jimmy Fallon, reading off a teleprompter, reading off cue cards, and bumbling all over himself. And so when you hear things come out of Saturday Night Live, making jokes about gang raping somebody's wife who's fighting for their lives with cancer, that's a threat, ladies and gentlemen. And you add to everything that's been done to Roger Stone and now myself, and some of the stuff I can't tell you on air yet, but if you think what you've heard on the news is bad, it's very bad. And when I am persecuted behind the scenes, they don't want me to talk about it yet. There's reasons not to, but I'm not worried about myself or Roger being under attack. We're tough guys. We can handle it. I mean, certainly we signed on for this, but America's children, America's women, all of our innocent people are under attack. And as Trump always said, they're not coming after me because they want me. I'm standing in the way for you. And it's totally true. So when they come out and do this, it's totally and completely a threat. And it's disgusting. And they also attacked Jesus and said the baby Jesus is basically a prostitute being pimped out by his father. I mean, this is all a pedophile culture. As you now see coming out with Chris Cuomo's producer doing the sex training of little children, I guess, for sex ops. I mean, it's all coming out. These are some monstrous people. Roger Stone, I know you're on the road in Tulsa, Oklahoma, another big speaking engagement. Thanks for getting back to your hotel room, even though you're busy, to pop in and address the situation. I want to play the clip, though, so people have it in context, and we'll get your take on people talking about gang raping your wife who's fighting for her life. Here it is.
Trump advisor Roger Stone, who draws his glasses on with a Sharpie, refused to cooperate with the committee investigating the January 6th attacks, though Stone said he would be open to sitting in the corner watching the committee take turns on his wife.
Okay, guys, you're supposed to delay that out there. We got some cussing there at the end. So, Roger, again, this is so sick. And it just goes to the system collapsing. What do you make of this?
Well, Alex, it's disgusting. I mean, it's repugnant. Last night, around 11 o'clock, my phone started ringing off the hook with people outraged about this. I just took a call from General Michael Flynn, who is furious, has addressed it on his Telegram, social media, attacking a 75-year-old woman who's struggling with stage 4 cancer. And winning her battle with cancer. By the way, if you understand cancer, you understand that stress is the worst thing, that drama is the worst thing. Who would attack a 75-year-old woman struggling for cancer? You don't like me, attack me. Make fun of my glasses, help yourself. But this is the lowest of the low. I mean, it really, you can hear the canned laugh track. There's nobody laughing at this because it's not funny. Gang rape is not funny. There's nothing funny about it. I'm disgusted. It is just beyond belief.
But I think it really shows the desperation. You've got Cuomo in deep trouble. You've got his producer running reported pedophile ops, training children for sex ops, raping children to train them like Epstein did. You've got Chris Wallace leaving. You've got Brian Williams leaving because of no ratings. I mean, this really is a zombie media. And now it's running to the lifeboat of comedy shows, but that's destroyed the ratings of those as well. And it's now made them one of the most hated groups anywhere.
Here's the most amazing thing, Alex. As of this Thursday, the doctors say my wife is cancer-free.
Whoa.
Which means she won this epic struggle with cancer, and she's done it using, you know, homeopathic, holistic, and all natural programs and therapies, certain drugs that the FDA will never approve for use against cancer. So God has answered our prayers. God has answered the prayers of people around the globe. Now the key is for her to stay cancer-free. And one of the things is a minimum of stress, some certain tranquility. So in the wake of this good news, in the wake of this miracle by Jesus Christ, and it is a miracle, because they told us she had little chance of survival, and I am grateful to the Lord for healing my wife, I have to put up with this crap. Now the key is to remain cancer-free, which means she has to stay on this all-natural regimen. We're talking about massive vitamin infusion.
And Roger, I want to talk about that with you in a moment, but let's just go back to this attack. Who brings somebody's wife into it? And the committee with you and I is talking about once they testify, we're going to arrest them for lying, as if we're going to lie. Why do we go into a political thing where the head of the committee is suing Trump and where they say we're going to give them this information for a criminal indictment when they're saying we're guilty up front? That's not how American justice works. If it was a real committee that had real Republicans on it, wasn't a legal committee, which they on record admit it's not constituted properly, I would go testify. We have nothing to hide January 6th. But this is just outrageous.
Now, look, I've already been down this road. They hope to frame me in some new fabricated process crime, which is why I will invoke my Fifth Amendment rights. No one in their right mind would go answer questions from this partisan witch hunt. The chairman of the committee has already sued Donald Trump, proving that he is not, this is not an honest, fair fact-finding mission. Adam Schiff, we already know the story about him. Believe me, I've been down this road. I'm going to invoke my Fifth Amendment rights not to be framed, which is what this is really all about.
Now, again, Roger Stone did nothing wrong. Your point is, and I'm in the same boat, and I thank the listeners for being my life raft. We're fighting for them. They're fighting for us. Absolutely. You're living in a small apartment. They bankrupted you. You're a standard of liberty fighting them. They want to destroy you. If they're successful, they have a big win. So listeners, buying T-shirts, buying your book, supporting you, giving to the Stone Defense Fund, because it's going to cost us, I know, $250,000 to be able to fight. I know that's what lawyers have told me. We've already spent like $50,000 responding to multiple subpoenas, all the harassment. How do people, Roger, support you?
StoneFamilyFund.com is the best place to go. Stone Family Fund is the first and most important thing I have to do is fund next month's cancer treatments. Beyond that, you're right, Alex. The lawyers are just grinding me down. StoneDefenseFund.com. If you want to get a great T-shirt, go to RogerStoneStore.com. But I'm glad to be here with the Info Warriors. I saw your colleague and my friend Owen Schroyer in Dallas. We had a great time together. I try not to let this dampen my spirits. We have to keep fighting. InfoWars is still a beacon of truth in this incredibly murky situation in which we're in. People need to support InfoWars. People need to support you and your legal struggles. I appreciate the support that InfoWars has generated for me.
By the way, for folks who don't know, General Flynn lost his house and everything he had in just one defense. You've been through at least 10 attacks. I've been through 50, though yours was bigger and criminal. And so believe me, I know everything you're talking about. I've sold my house to pay for all this, which is fine. I don't care. It's a war. But it shows how incredibly serious the situation is. and how they want to take you off air. They want to take me off air. And one level, I'm very proud. I'm not a prideful person. I'm not an arrogant person, but I am an aggressive, confident person. But I'll say, I really am proud of these evil people persecuting us. I don't enjoy it. I don't like it. But at the end of the day, you know a man by his enemies, Roger, and we've got the worst people on earth after us. We've got the best people on earth praying for us and supporting us. And that's why I thank the listeners from the bottom of my heart. When they call in and thank me, and gosh, I go, whoa. I get tears in my eyes when I'm on the street and a family's thanking me. I mean, no. I'm thanking them. They are literally our life preserver in this dangerous sea.
You know, Alex, when I lost my home, my savings, my car, my insurance, I thought to myself, if I had my wife and my belief in God, I had everything. Now, my wife's life was in danger, and she has miraculously been healed. I don't need a bunch of elitist crap heads in New York attacking her. Folks, go to stonefamilyfund.com, stonefamilyfund.com. We appreciate your prayers. We appreciate your support, Alex, and God bless you.
All right, Roger, be safe. We'll talk to you more. Yeah, Roger and I, they're saying they want to put us in jail. If we don't give them the proof we attacked the Capitol. It doesn't exist. Same thing as Sandy Hook. Give us the proof you made money off Sandy Hook. Doesn't exist. Okay, you're defaulted. You don't get a jury trial. But it's okay. We're going to stay on air and expose their agenda, expose their criminal activities, no matter how many attacks they launch. That's why we're launching new shows, new broadcasts, new information. We've got so much in the pipeline coming soon. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
To tie together the globalist sacrament, the globalist pastime of pedophilia, with weather, weapons, and Jesse Smollett here in a moment. But two big things I want to announce that support the broadcast and are also powerful game changers. 1776coin.com is the limited 10,000 run coin, and anybody that buys the coin and gives us your email or contact information is going to be given exclusive content and exclusive information coming up in the very near future, I'd say within 2 to 3 months. But regardless, you're funding the next level of the info war. I've committed to launching all these new attacks against the New World Order. And believe me, you think we've already put up a fight? You're going to see even a bigger fight. I'm in full war mode, okay? Just absolutely in a war footing. I was born for this time. We're now entering 2022 is the year of the tiger. We are going all the way, ladies and gentlemen. Operation Tiger, get ready for it, and you're fueling up the mothership for the main attack. We're going in. We're going to really peacefully, with the truth, destroy the enemy. It's going to be spectacular. Next year is what I was born for. Get ready. 1776coin.com. It's going to sell out tonight. Wish we would have made more, but it's a one-time limited run. That's it. You want one of these historic coins? Tonight's the night. Separately, we backed it off over a week for its release because I decided to add even more powerful developments and information with Elon Musk and so much more of what he's been talking about, how they're putting false operating systems in us and how to deprogram. It's over 6 hours. It's my best work. It's absolute science and technology, how to break the trance, how to break the programming. It's ResetWars.com. It drops at midnight tonight, and you will have 2 days to get the course at 25% off, and then that's it, ladies and gentlemen. And this course is also going to fund a whole bunch of other amazing things we're doing that are next level. I'm going to leave it at that. But this is hardcore. This is bringing in all the top minds and the experts and the production crews and everything to go next level. So you want to fuel the ship? We're not going to Mars. We're going to Valhalla. You want to fuel the ship to defeat the New World Order? You want to be part of the Mayflower 2.0? Want to be part of George Washington 2.0? This is it. This, we don't just talk. We've done it together. This is the spirit of 1776. This is 1776 worldwide. ResetWars.com drops at midnight central tonight. 25% off for 2 days. And that's the discount on it. That's what we're doing. And out from this, we're going to launch in a whole new system and so much more at ResetWars.com. 25% off. You'll have 48 hours at midnight to get the 25% off. I want to thank you all for your support and salute you, and thank you. Okay. When we see SNL in the same episode, they talk about gang raping of Roger Stone's wife, who I knew had stage 4, and he was really worried about even a month ago that she wouldn't make it privately. And now they say that it's the cancer is in remission. So that's super wonderful news. In the same show talking about raping her last night, they had a hip-hop nativity skit that I'm not even going to show you. A baby Jesus twerking, shaking his butt, wanting to have sex with adults, and his father selling him into sex slavery. And then, of course, during the real world over at CNN with Cuomo, who helped cover up sending 20,000 people to their deaths in nursing homes, giving them no treatment, this monster pig with an individual now indicted with witnesses of getting women to train their 9-year-old daughters that he would have sex with for sex training to serve the elite. So the burgeoning Jeffrey Epstein, probably trained by him. People should look into all that. Brian Williams signs off on MSNBC's 11th Hour. For the last time, I'll show myself out. he got caught saying 5 years ago he was shot down in a helicopter by an RPG. It turned out none of it was true. All of it was a lie, just like Senator Blumenthal, Mr. Stolen Valor. And then he goes on to say, but America's so evil, Republicans are so bad. He says, I'm a conservative, and America's bad, and Trump's bad, and the conspiracy theorists are bad. You're a piece of filth. All you do is lie. And another piece of filth. Lowest ratings in the whole 24 hours on Fox News. A couple hundred thousand viewers. Other smallest shows had over 1.5 million. Chris Wallace, the toady of the establishment, saying that, oh, Biden gives incredible speeches and Biden's so smart and the vaccine works so well. I mean, whatever he says is the opposite. If he tells you it's midnight, it's high noon. If he tells you it's, you know, blue sky outside, you better believe it's the end of the world. He's delighted, honored and delighted to join Jeff Zucker and his big pedophile team over at CNN. The actual quote was honored and delighted to join Jeff Zucker and his great team. Yes, it's a perfect place for you. Never Trumper Chris Wallace announces he's leaving Fox News because I guess they're not friendly to his way of things. So Chris Wallace quits Fox. This is my final Fox Sunday show. There you go. And he'll be going over to CNN, where there's just such wonderful, wonderful people that reportedly run sex training dungeons, where the mothers introduce their children to sex ops for the group that runs the CIA. CNN runs the CIA. I mean, let's be clear. CNN is the highest level of filth in America. It's an intelligence agency in and of itself, dedicated to evil, dedicated to murder, dedicated to the Georgia Guidestones, dedicated to destruction of this country, and the highest rating of evil I would give any public organization. I mean, it is Satan's armpit, to say the least, and just absolute enemy of the people. And just remember, you've got, there's Ghislaine Maxwell at the Queen's Cabin with Jeffrey Epstein, well-trained by MI6 in sex ops. And then you've got Ghislaine Maxwell with the Steve Jobs wife who funds most liberal organizations. Here she is saying the great fake child sex trafficking epidemic. Her publication just says there's no sex trafficking. Nobody's hurting children. Everything's fine. That's who they are. So just remember that. But they're liberal, so it's okay. So I thought I would just spend a few minutes on that. And then when we come back in a few minutes, because I want to just really have plenty of time to get to this, liberals use deadly tornadoes to attack Republicans on climate change. Biden calls on EPA to investigate role of climate crisis in deadly tornadoes. FEMA administrator says extreme weather going to be our new normal because of climate change. Oh, yeah, tornadoes are new now. Also, Biden delivers global warming word salad and remarks on deadly Kentucky twisters. Jesse Smollett, Representative Swallowswell has come out and blamed Rand Paul for the tornadoes. So all of that's coming up. Over 100 feared dead in Kentucky alone. Tornadoes ripped through the heartland. We've got all of that. But these tornadoes really happened, unlike the attack on Jesse Smollett, or Smollett, as some of the comedians have called him. So we're going to go to break. And we're going to come back, and we're going to look at this fraud. We're going to hear from the CIA director about the tornadoes and on whether the CIA can create tornadoes. Not from Alex Jones. But I'm going to tie this whole paradox together when we return. So, again, this is not a spectator sport. This is a war. The propaganda wouldn't be necessary if the situation was hopeless. You are the resistance. You are the answer. So, start your own show. Go talk to Congress. Go talk to your local city council. Run for school board. Run for Congress. Run for governor. Doesn't matter. Get involved. Educate people. Speak up. Stand up against them. And share InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.Video. That's why we're still on air. That's why we're still fighting. And now we're entering the time when everything we said is coming true and our credibility goes up like a SpaceX rocket. So we're going to cover it all on the other side. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today, but the people won't be warned if you don't share the word. We have launched the most important sale of the year because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I don't mind you coming here, wasting all my time. Because when you're standing all so near, I kind of lose my mind.
It's not the ribbons in your hair. Because you're just what I needed. All of you that have supported this broadcast have changed the world. It's just all God's work through us. I guess you're just what I needed. And I'm just what you needed. And here we are. I guess you're just what I needed.
I don't mind you having me.
Talking in your sleep. Oh, we got to turn this off, though. It's good. As long as it was deep.
As long as it was deep.
Yeah. All right, we got to hear this last part. I guess you're just what I needed. The Holy Spirit. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. They say, got milk? How about got Christ? Nothing else like it. They don't want you to have it. All right, let's get into the serious news here. Did you ever think about how when there's an earthquake or a volcano or a tornado or a major storm, dust storm, you name it, wildfires, you're told without any evidence that it's your fault because you're not paying enough taxes, because you've got a car, because you've got a swimming pool, because you flew on an airplane, because you had children, because you drank a coffee out of a plastic cup. And you know, some of that's true. Things we do are bad for the earth, that we should make things cleaner, and we've done that. But hijacking that, 30 years ago was Enron, back in the 90s, early 90s, coming up with the plan, this was late 80s, so it's over 30 years ago, wow, to put a carbon tax monitoring system on all human activity to control everybody, and it's a very destructive tax because it hurts the poorest people. And so, as soon as I saw yesterday, they said this is the worst tornado in U.S. history, I noticed the article on CNN, total liars, literally run by pedophiles, wasn't giving any proof. So I went and looked up the history of storms. It turns out they had one in, what was it, 1914 that killed 200-plus people, and they had a bunch of others that killed over 100. But this is in the top 10 number of people ever killed by a tornado, group of 10 or tornadoes. And when our population's double what it was 100 years ago, it's surprising it hasn't been 300. I mean, if they had 200 dying 100 years ago in a storm, this is 130, 140, we're not sure yet, it's still terrible. Well, then there's more people, there's more spots when a storm forms now to hit it. So 100 and something people is not the record storm, it's a lie. So it just shows you the whole premise of what they're saying is a lie, and they're saying you are to blame. The president has. Psaki has come out. I've got the stacks here. I've got the clips. You've already seen it. You don't need me to make you subject you to the puppet president that stole the election. We're not supposed to say that. I mean, obviously, he stole it. So now liberals, they're not liberals. They're leftist, control-freak, corporate minion criminals. Liberals use deadly tornadoes to attack Republicans on climate change. I thought it was warming. Biden calls on EPA to investigate role of climate crisis in deadly tornadoes, the London Guardian. FEMA administrator says extreme weather going to be our new normal because of climate change. That's right. People are starving to death, they say, in Africa because of climate change. No, it's because there's been years of lockdown starving them to death. That's actually what's happening. Biden delivers global warming word salad in bizarre remarks. But don't worry, disgusting California representative and Chinese communist agent Eric Swallowswell takes opportunity after more than 70 dead in Friday's tornado to slam Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. That's right, it's his fault when he came on the show about that. He just said Rand Paul doesn't care. What the hell does that mean? So this is all voodoo. This is all mumbo jumbo. But let's talk about reality. When they try to say that you, having a car, having a house, having an air conditioner is bad. When they want you to tax you and track you and control you, and they put in the new infrastructure bill that within 3 years you'll be tracked in live time in your car with a tracker chip that watches and listens to you and breathalyzes you. This is part of the technocracy they admit for the carbon tax tied to the vaccine passport. This is admitted. This isn't me 20 years ago telling you now. This is all confirmed. But of course, when a cow passes gas, or a human does, it changes the climate. And methane is part of our atmosphere, a good part of it. And so is carbon dioxide, and so is oxygen, and so is water, and so is sunlight. Those are the four ingredients of the carbon cycle. And if they can list that as bad and say that's evil, well, literally, they'll tax you to breathe. So We know that there was a Nobel Prize won in 1992 for sprayed aerosolized chemicals added to jet fuel to create nuclei to block the sun and bounce it back into space. But he can also spray other nuclei that make the ultraviolet radiation come through and stay in the earth and greenhouse. And they admit tens of billions a year spent by the Department of Energy and others in classified programs manipulating the earth's weather. So when we say, hey, you're weather controlling, maybe what you did contributed to this, they say we're conspiracy theorists. When it's a fact. But what they do is secret. But then when they just point at us and say it's your fault, we're supposed to accept that. And if you say it wasn't man-made global warming caused the tornadoes, you get censored on the internet, now official. But I could play you an hour-long lecture by John Brennan when he was CIA director 6 years ago. You're about to see part of it, admitting that, oh, other governments don't like what we're doing. It could cause weather problems, weather weapons that were developed in the 50s. I had the father of weather weapons on, Captain Livingston. So they just think you're stupid, and they don't want you knowing they're doing all this, and they've got carbon systems they're putting in, that big, huge geoengineering systems, terraforming systems that are sucking carbon dioxide out of the air when it's a trace gas that we need and was hundreds of times higher millions of years ago than it is now. That's why plants and animals were so much bigger and healthier. But we've adapted to live in less air. This is insane, ladies and gentlemen. Here is Brennan talking about weather modification. Here it is.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI. A method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly. As promising as it may be, moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community. On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address other climate change effects, such as ocean acidification, because SAI alone would not remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. On the geopolitical side, the technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions of the world at the expense of other regions could trigger sharp opposition by some nations. Others might seize on SAI's benefits and back away from their commitment to carbon dioxide reductions. And as with other breakthrough technologies, global norms and standards are lacking to guide the deployment and implementation of SAI and other geoengineering initiatives. Now, I could go on and on and on and on about the things that fascinate me, but rather than talk about them, I thought I'd stop here.
Okay, so the question is, did Biden last February this year order the power turned off in Texas? They did officially. They wouldn't let them up the power. Now, we know that. So the question is, did they use weather weapons to cause the tornadoes? That's a legitimate question to ask.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We have launched the most important sale of the year because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Sold I to the merchant ship. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit.
So,
but my hand was made.
There is a $10 billion a year program. Brennan admits it. It's already deployed. So when he talks to the public about, oh, we could deploy it, it's already deployed. That they used even very primitive versions of against the North Vietnamese that would cause tornadoes, that would cause up to 10 feet of rain on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. And we know that the Air Force was doing weather modification in 1998 in South Texas and killed more than 30 people. It was even on the news that the Air Force was involved. They even throw it in our face. So you just heard Brennan last segment here on the Alex Jones Show, former director of the CIA at the Council on Foreign Relations. You can just type in CouncilOnForeignRelations.org, geoengineering. Just type that into a search engine. CouncilOnForeignRelations.org, CFR.org, geoengineering. And you'll see dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens. You just type it into DuckDuckGo. Just type it right in right there. You just type it in, CFR.org. Geoengineering, and you can read that for yourself. And they talk about the aerosolized programs and all the things they're doing. And here's another one. Then we see all these disasters and all these problems, and they say it's our fault while they're up there messing with the weather. You know, I was told this by engineers, one of which I knew that took me to dinner with more engineers. He thought I thought he was crazy. 25 years ago. And They said, listen, we're engineers. I mean, these were, you know, degreed engineers, successful people. They said, they're putting in Doppler radar, federally funded, at all these cities and towns. And they said, listen, they're putting power in 5, 10, 20 times, depending on the unit, what is needed for that. And we've been told that it's really to be able to ionize particulate in the air for weather control. And then years later, I saw it in mainline news out of Dubai and out of China that they were putting up Doppler radar. And it said it doubles as Doppler radar, but it also can be powered up to control the weather. And the UN and all of them are developing it, setting it up. And then they treat you like an animal, like a dumb idiot. And Fauci tells you Santa Claus is real. He got a shot. That's not true. He also tells you the shot protects you. That's not true. Just as fake as Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny or the Tooth Fairy. And then when you say, hey, I'm to blame for the tornado, but you're actually doing weather modification, they attack us and say, Jones says Obama sent a tornado to attack Oklahoma City. Remember that one that killed a bunch of people? Brennan had just given a speech 6 years ago. The tornado hit. I said, I wonder if that was a weather weapon. We should have a debate about that. Don't, because they blame global warming again. They blamed you. And I just said, hey, probably that happened naturally. That's Tornado Alley, but they're the ones running around with weather weapons. They're the ones saying they've got all this and proving they do. So shouldn't we talk to them? Oh, Alex Jones claimed Obama sent the tornadoes. No, your CIA director just gave speeches about how you can control tornadoes. And I interviewed experts that were involved in all of it. It's true. So that's where they are, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what they're doing. And what they can do is take two weather systems that are already coming together and make it way more deadly. Or they could use these technologies to knock out hurricanes and things they can see coming from a long way away. It's really hard to deal with things like tornadoes. It's too volatile. But that's why they study it and test it. But the point is, that's all going on. And the breakaway civilization of the globalists doesn't want us to have an adult discussion about the weather modification or the global treaties or the UN laws or how they've announced global government weather control systems. If you're a radio listener, you're thinking, wow, that sounds crazy. TV viewers saw the crew put the CFR documents on television, on the screen for you to go look it up yourself, just like animal-human hybrids, just like the pedophile ranks. These people are in charge. They're playing God, and their sacrament is raping children. They're the last people that should be in charge, but because they're so evil, they have a drive to be in power so they can play God and do whatever they want to you and your family. And then there's this article from Zero Hedge. It links the local news and more. California has $300 billion in secret money a year. Now you know why they're so crazy. They bought the government off. That's why even low-level bureaucrats are making $2 million a year. Even in small towns, city managers, $2 million a year. Suddenly, people that are making $1 million a year are living in $5 million houses. No one knows why. It's a criminal mafia takeover. Pedophile story time. Forced inoculations. All of it is about them putting their dirty hands on you and playing God. And this article breaks down how people do FOIA requests and they're told there's $300 billion a year. You don't get to know. They actually said in the FOIA deal where they charged them $1,250 to even ask the question, the open records request, that it's best you don't know. It's, quote, for your own good to not know where the $300 billion of your money goes. And that's not enough for these globalists. They don't want to just steal the money. They want to devalue it all to plunge things even further because they're going to manage that whole collapse. Yeah, these people are terrorists, ladies and gentlemen. They're a big corporate terrorist group with all their aiders and abettors that are in on it and know what happens. And I learned something years ago that really upset me. I learned a lot of people that were good tuned in and didn't believe this show. And a lot of people actually were evil tuned in to learn how stuff worked and use this show to join the globalist. That's how, wow. Can you imagine you put the blueprints out of this evil and how they're doing it, and a bunch of people have used the show to discover this exists to try to go join it. My broadcast has been a college for criminals and globalist scum who aspire to higher levels. It's kind of like the DARE program that, you know, they thought it would help kids not use drugs. Turned out it actually made them use drugs. And now overall, we've done good. And overall, justice be done, may the heavens fall, tell the truth. And if somebody uses the truth, you know, of hey, we got to call the police. We got to go help somebody. A car turned over on the road, and it's crazy. There's like gold bars on the ground. And then your neighbor conks you on the head because they don't want to go save the people and not have the gold bars for themselves. They go steal the gold bars. That's not my problem. But what's crazy is good people can't believe all this evil. Criminals hear it and go out and find out it's true and join with it. And now the whole thing's coming to an end. And these psychos have created a collapse they're never going to get out of. You know, I forgot to ask, who's hosting Sunday Live tonight? I know that Owen was up in Dallas that big event. I apologize. I had so much family stuff come up. I didn't go. Over 10,000 people were there. I heard it was just incredible. But Owen's going to be, and I'll go to some more of those big events. I went to one in San Antonio a month ago. It was amazing, 5,000 people. But I just was unable to go. But I apologize to all the listeners that went up there. So Harrison Smith, host of American Journal, weekday mornings, 8 a.m., at InfoWars.com and on radio stations and TV stations across the country to pick it up. He's going to be hosting 2 hours of Sunday Live that only has 6 minutes of ads an hour, four local stations. No network ads. 6 minutes an hour, four local stations that want a really powerful Sunday night show hosted by Owen Schroyer, myself, and then Christy Lee and Harrison Smith. We all rotate through that show because it's important to be here 7 days a week. I was here, of course, on Saturday as well, and I'm not bragging. I'm just saying I'm committed, and I'm in this fight, and in the new year, I'm going to start weeknight shows, and I'm going to do so much more. And the more they try to silence us, the more I'm going to fight back. But that's not the main reason I fight so hard. We're being vindicated. This is our time. We're going to defeat the New World Order. Everything we did was to get us to this point, and like any long 12-round heavyweight boxing match, it's those last few rounds where you got to just turn it on. You got to dig down there to the energy you didn't know you had and just turn it loose. And instead, I've hit my second wind. I feel energized and just absolutely empowered because of your prayer. So out of everything you do, please continue to pray for InfoWars. Please continue to spread the word about the links, and please tell people about your local AM and FM stations and support them. And whenever you do, share the articles and videos, because that's how we reach all these new people that are so hungry for the truth. And then tell them, if you found this to be informative, share it with others, and then tell them to share it with others, and tell them to share it with others. Pass it on. Hey, here's the link. Pass it on. Let's save the country. Let's save the world. This guy was way ahead of the curve. And we can get ahead of the curve. We can beat this together. Separately, it'll sell out by tomorrow morning, if not tonight. The 1776 coins at InfoWarsStore.com. The member coins. Learn all about it at 1776coin.com or InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have the big Christmas sale going. Thanks for shopping with us. All apparel is at cost. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points extended, but it's got to end soon. DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, all 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And at midnight tonight Central, ResetWars.com goes live. And for 48 hours, you can get 25% off on this new groundbreaking course that breaks the mind control. ResetWars.com goes live midnight tonight. 48 hours, 25% off. Sunday Live coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.